Would you like to have two drummers to help you on this next song?
I'll take anything.
This is the last show until April, man. You got to get it in, Mac.
Got to go for it, huh?
You got to go for it. That's it. All right.
Well, then I will.
I mean, I'm going to put some on that strap before we go back to work, because you ain't no nobody anymore. You're somebody.
Jimmy used to have a strap that said somebody, and I had this one, and then we would do like, you're nobody till somebody loves you, and that sort of stuff back and forth. It was pretty cool.
We did?
We did that, yeah.
Oh, okay. Did we do that song? You're nobody till somebody.
We've been doing it long enough, you can forget that you've ever done it and make it up again. You
know? Okay. Well, nobody from somewhere. Take over. You got it. You got it. Okay.
One Jimmy Buffett in the world, and we got him in this room tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but you got him too right now.
He's been gracious enough to give me the stage for 3 minutes. He's actually going to go over to the side and have a shot of tequila. A little insider, full disclosure there. But I'm grateful. He asked me to play this little instrumental thing that I tried to learn growing up in the front porch in Mississippi. It's a really hard song to play. I couldn't figure it out. I tried and tried. Asked everybody I knew that had a guitar. Nobody knew. It's too hard. I got a little bit better, started playing at the Tennessee State Line honky-tonks, and nobody there knew how to play it either. I kept practicing, kept getting a little bit better. Started going to the studios in Muscle Shoals, Alabama, where there were some pretty good musicians. The fellow that wrote this little song was an ex-Floridian. Mr. Dwayne Allman wrote this little song that I'm going to play here for you. He wrote the hell out of it. And he sort of cut his teeth in Muscle Shoals, so I knew some of those folks could explain to me why I can't figure this song out. And sure enough, once I got over my bashful nature 6 months later and asked them, they figured it out for me. They said, son, it's two guitars, you idiot. They were pretty nice about it, but they're true. And I'm not especially bright, but I am especially stubborn. That got me in the Coral Reefer Band. I recommend it as a day job for anybody that it ever comes possible. And I got it figured out up to about 65 or 70%, and that's worth it for Jimmy to go take a shot of tequila on the side of the stage. I'm going to play up to the edge of what I know tonight, and then I'm going to keep going and make some more crap up, because that's what I do. Before I do, I got to say, on behalf of myself and the Coral Reefers, how much it means to play with people for people again. It means the world. Thank you, folks, for waiting. Thank you, folks, for supporting us. Thanks for letting us do the only thing we're good at. God bless you. This is Little Martha with a Big Mac on the side.
Well deserved, Mac McAnally. Yeah.
Thank you much.
All right.